This is Dakota Datebook for August 3rd. If you ever see a meteor in the nighttime sky, you will likely either be speechless with wonder or poetic in awe. It's unlikely you would be indifferent. For 62-year-old William W. Barrett, words came easily as he described a summer Saturday night meteor display in 1894. W.W. Barrett, who lived from 1832 to 1914, had a country home he called Sylvatin Ranch, located 5 miles east of Church's Ferry in Ramsey County. It was nearly 10:30 p.m. when a burning meteor approached the Earth at an angle of about 50 degrees and moved to the north or northeast. As it neared the Earth, it burned with a clear orange and red color. The light seemed just in front of the darkened mass, and the flame was much more above, the point where the burning became manifest. "A blue tinge accompanied the light," wrote Barrett, "which was a steady, uniform flame extending above and in front of the meteor. The meteor did not seem to move very fast. It took about 1 second before it fell near Maza, a small village in Towner County established in 1888. On this date in 1894, an article in the Bismarck Tribune described the Maza meteor, including W.W. Barrett's poetic account of the phenomenon. He wrote, "It was indeed a beautiful sight, a bundle of starlight let loose by chance to ramble alone through the cloudless sky on a mysterious visitation to the abode of men." Numerous North Dakotans witnessed the dazzling light of the Maza meteor on the night it fell, July 28th, including observers in Jamestown, more than 100 miles away. Those who saw the meteor near Jamestown were astonished at the brilliancy and nearness of this celestial traveler. At Spiritwood Lake, north of the city, observers saw the Maza meteor in all its glory as it passed over the still surface of the water, leaving a trail of reflected light even more dazzling and startling than seen in the sky. It burned with an intense blue light, slightly tinged with red at the outer edges. The meteor was a glorious vision for a full instant and overpowered the capacity of language to express the admiration and astonishment it occasioned. Did the Maza meteor, this falling star, this shooting star, ever hit the ground? We will never know. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Earl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.